receiving your delightful inheritance. Genesis 13, verse 8 to verse 18. I just bring this word, there are three areas I would like us to consider. Number one, God, our source, or your source. Number two, faith, your key, our key. And number three, obedience, your action, that is our action, receiving your delightful inheritance. I would like to remind us once again that God is our source. This is something we sometimes forget, but let's be reminded that God is our source. Sometimes we think our job is our source, and we cling to it with clothes, you know, we just cling on to it. And sometimes, especially when things happen within our job situation and there is insecurity, it begins to impact even our own health. We get depressed, we get very anxious, and so many things happen in our lives. We lose our health, literally. And sometimes we think that our source is people, maybe a parent, or maybe an uncle, or somebody else. And when something happens there, we are totally affected. But I want to say that it's not anything animate or inanimate that is our source. It is the God we know, and his name is Jehovah Jireh. He is our source. And so I want to encourage someone here today to return to that place where God is truly your source. And therefore, look up. Don't look this way or the other way. We have two characters in the text. One is Abraham, who knows God is his source, and therefore he looks up. And we have the other character. His name is Lot. Lot was a nephew of Abraham. He was the son of Haran. Haran was the brother of Abraham, because Abraham's father, or Abram, was called Terah. He had three sons. There was Abraham, there was Nahor, and there was Haran. So Haran died, and Abraham picked, you know, just like it happens here in Africa, Abraham picked the nephew to mentor, to foster, and to raise this young man. And so they were going together. Now, while they were going, suddenly their numbers increased in terms of the herds, the silver, among other things. And the land was not enough. It was not really enough for all of them. And now, from there was need to figure out and solve that problem. Abraham looked up to God. Lot used these physical eyes, looked around. Actually, if you look at verse 10, Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And then verse 11 says, so Lot chose. He chose for himself. And I did underline that when I was reading the scriptures. The difference, the other difference is that Lot chooses for himself. Abraham lets God, choose for him. He chose the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east. The two men parted company. And so when that problem hit, just like oftentimes resources become scarce, Abraham chose to look up to God. Oftentimes, even our roads, they are small, and you find like Nakuru, sometimes there's a traffic crunch or traffic jam somewhere along the road because of the space, and everybody either wants to get to Nairobi, the others want to get to Nakuru, and everybody is edging into every little space. They are nosing their cars in front of the other car, and the others are also coming, and the cars block both sides. And because this car can't go that way, the other one can't come this way, the traffic mounts backwards both ways. And within no time, there's a very long queue called a traffic jam. So there is a situation here that's about to cause a jam. And I thank God for Abraham, this senior, this wise man, that he chose the path of peace. And what made him choose the path of peace is because he knew the God who is above. And sometimes people rush to grab things, you know, because they don't know that God is the source. And you feel like if this thing is picked, I'll never get there. So Abraham chooses the path of peace because he knows his God. And even our nation right now needs peace. And I pray that Kenya, we the Kenyan people, together with our leaders, we remind ourselves that God is the source. Hallelujah. And for that reason, we don't have to fight over anything. The young generation, God has enough for us, the senior generation, all of us. There is enough. In fact, the resources of God are limitless. And from the storehouses of God, there's always something for somebody. And it's never late. It's never, never late. When God created at the beginning and he gave us this world, this resource we have, he told them, go multiply and fill the earth. He knew what he was saying. God knew what he was doing. God knew that you will show up in the 21st century. God knew that you would be in our midst. And therefore, he sets apart something. Pastor Ambrose, I believe that God sets apart something for everyone. And that there is something for everybody in the hand of God. That probably is a theology Lot doesn't have. His theology of God is probably a God who is limited. But the theology of Abraham is a God whose resources are not limited. And so you find that, especially in verse 8 and 9, so Abraham said to Lot, let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your husband and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Imagine that kind of discretion and expression from a senior who should have had the sense of entitlement in actually saying, I am your uncle. I have mentored you. Even the wealth you have gotten it by proxy. I will now be the one to divide this thing. But you know, Abraham says, you decide. Decide. If you go left, left, I go right. If you go right, I go left. And of course, Lot, given such an opportunity, decides, yes, this is me. And I will look. And he checked. There was a well-watered area of the Jordan River, the plain. There were several cities there. And it was looking very inviting. And he decides, I'll apportion for myself my inheritance. And he therefore takes that direction and they part ways. I remind us today, Psalm 24, verse 1. It says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and everything in it, actually. The earth is the Lord's. Everything, as we close the month of receiving and common reception, I want to remind us that God has more than you can ever imagine. That in the hands of God is more than your imagination. In fact, Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or even imagine. That is to mean beyond your language. You speak and ask with the best permutation of words. You know, the best languages you can speak, God is able to do beyond your language, beyond your speaking. But God is able to do beyond your imagination. You picture, draw big pictures and big dreams. God is able to do more than that. And therefore, Abraham understands a very, very important understanding here that God is his source. And so today, somebody needs to say, God is my source. And you need to say right from your heart and shift your eye from what you thought was your source. Don't be a Lot. This guy called Lot, L-O-T. Shift your eye from the Lot premise to the Abrahamic premise. Become a covenant child. Because God has said good things about covenant people, and some of the stipulations of the covenant is God giving us an inheritance. In fact, inheritance is a part of the covenant. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse, I believe, 18. Give me 18. You will see that God, part of the covenant is that God wants to give us something good. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, and it is there. He swore to your ancestors as it is today. And Abraham does understand that God is the source, and therefore he will not fight with the nephew. He will tell the nephew, he retreats, and he says, have your way. Make the first choice. Choices have consequences, of course. And so He lets him make that choice, and you can see where Lot actually goes. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall do what? Shall supply what? All or every. Yeah, meet all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May I now say that the account of God is your account. In other words, you are not called to operate according to your account. Nimesahau wallet yangu. You are carrying my wallet. Yes, bring it, bring it. Sikwan mesa. Okay. This wallet here has some money. Hallelujah. Don't go very far. It has some money. But you see, it's limited. Even if I tried to really pack it in a fillet, there's a limit. And in the first service, I said, I've been a single father for the last, this is the 15th year, since March, I'm now in the 15th year as a single parent, raising 5 children. And you know, from a wallet like this, there's a limit to what you can do for your children. And especially when they are teenagers, from age 13 to 19, they eat more. They have a sense of entitlement. They don't seem to understand that daddy doesn't have a limitless, kind of the wallet is limited like this one here. And when they ask for something, they want it like now. And you will differ over small little things. The blood is hot, but the wallet is small. As a single father, I have learned to lean on God as my source. Hallelujah. And what I've done is connected this wallet to the source. My God shall do what? Shall supply every need of mine according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And let me tell you, let me give a testimony today. This one I have not, I want to say as a single father, I think it's the first time I'm saying this, 15 years down the road. From that time when my late wife left, I looked up to God. I lifted my eyes up. Psalm 121, verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes to the Lord, to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I covenanted and agreed with God. I said, you are my source. And although my wallet has a certain limit, Pastor Ambrose, you remember those days, some of those days, early days in the church, when I think your salary was 7,000 shillings, it was 7. Na yangu ilikuwa 5. I'm a 4. We've come from far. In fact, there was no pay slip, even. Yani, wakishali pastima na maji na nini. What remains? Unachotewa kidogo, unachotewa kidogo, na mwingine hapo. So, I said, God, this is a covenant. You are my source. And I plug this wallet into your economy. I plug this wallet into my account in God's presence. And I can testify publicly today the truth of Psalm 37, verse 25. That I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Glory to God. And therefore, you can take your handbag, you can take your wallet, you can touch your pocket if you don't have any of those. And you say, I plug it to the source today. Yes, you can do that. And I assure you, that God knows what you need more than you know it. God knows the hairs on your head more than, I don't think anybody knows the number of the hairs there. God knows everything about you, and he has also set apart something for you. It's a very special gift, but sometimes we miss that gift because we start fighting with people here. If Abraham had decided to start fighting with Lot, you're grabbing, you're doing this, you're doing the other, and you know, Abraham said, no quarreling, I will not sacrifice this relationship at the altar of material things. So, my nephew, just go, whichever side you choose. But he decided, I'm not. So many people are stuck in the traffic jam when there is so much space on the other side. because you started fighting over that small space with the other driver and the other driver and the other driver, and you all get locked and you find a whole family in a courtroom for 10 years, in a courtroom for 20 years, in a courtroom for 30 years. And we know families with cases of land and stuff like that in courtrooms for 40 years or something like that. Nobody is benefiting. They are just caught up in a traffic jam. Let me call it a traffic jam. And Abraham would not allow it. It needed leadership, needed humility. He was a peacemaker. He preferred unity over strife. And I pray for all of us Kenyans and even our national leaders in this nation that we shall choose the pathway of peace instead of the pathway of conflict and the pathway of fighting one with another. Hallelujah. That's my prayer for our nation, that we shall be Abraham and not Lot. Knowing that God is your source gives you so much peace, and truly, God never fails. But I must go on and say the second thing, faith, your key. Faith, your key. Now, I will read Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 16. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. All the land you will see, or you see, I give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. God now challenges the eyes of faith and challenges Abraham by speaking a word. It is a word of inheritance. The word God is speaking is a word in season. And it is a word called the inheritance word. And I want to say that God has something for everyone. This Bible you see is God's word. And let me remind us, 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And also Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, will he not do it? Has he spoken, will he not fulfill it? And never, God never forgets his word. We may forget many things, but God never forgets the word in the covenant. Abraham, you know, is a child of the covenant. You are the child of the covenant. And the covenant includes territory. And God is refreshing that word he spoke before regarding territory, regarding him becoming a father of nations, which is also mentioned in Genesis chapter 12, and God never forgets the word he has actually said. It is time now to align with God's word. And I know next month we'll be mentioning the word alignment. You know, as we talk about mindset, we'll be coming to words like alignment. Our mind, God's mind, my mind, God's mind, and having the same mind with God, that kind of mindset or that kind of alignment. And so he appeals to the eyes of Abraham, and he's imparting vision. And he tells Abraham, now that it's me you look up to, I'm your source, I want to begin to act. And I have arrived as God. And I'm coming in your situation. Lot, the human guy with human eyes, has taken off. He's gone. He is gone. He's somewhere approaching Sodom, and he's going to put his tents at the gates of Sodom, and he's going to go into that world of pleasure and stuff like that. But now God is connecting with this man called Abraham, and he has come, and he's appealing to his eyes, and he's saying, now, Abraham, look to the east. Yes, you've looked up first, but now I want you to look around. Look to the east, look to the west, look to the north, look to the south. All that land, all that which you see, I have actually given to you. I want to say to somebody here, God is taking you to a place of wideness and expanse. You have been in a small place like this. Your family has had conflicts regarding resources. It's been very difficult over the years, and you don't know exactly how things are going to look even tomorrow. Listen to this preacher saying, God is saying, lift your eyes from where you are. Don't be bogged down by that thing there. Look north, look south, look east, look west. God is saying to you today, as far as your eye can see, I've given to you. Pastor Ambrose, I said in the first service, sometimes our own little vision hinders us. And sometimes we leave the vision of a committee or a group of people, but God is uprooting somebody from that context that is so limiting and placing them in a place now whereby they can breathe easy. They can walk easy. That was my experience in Canada with that big land. And that's why I'm saying, young people, I'm sending you to Canada. Yes. Hallelujah. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The visa will come. I'm calling those visas in Jesus' name. That superhighway is open in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, that little vision crafted by a group or something. And God is uprooting. And then he's saying, what I'm going to show you is beyond whatever is going to blow your mind. And so you can imagine Abraham there. And he has all this space. He can run this way or run the other way. And God has lifted his vision, graduated it from little vision to a global vision. It's all round. It's all round. And it's a big thing that God is giving to Abraham. I want to say that God is giving something big to somebody. Open your heart or receive it now in the name of Jesus. As we cap this month of reception, God is saying, what I have here is amazing. But he's saying to somebody, you've been holding on to something so small, let go. Yes, let go. And some hands cannot receive anything new because they are clasped. They are like this. That job or whatever it is, you've been holding on to and cringing around it. It's affecting your blood pressure even because of the insecurity at the workplace. It's affecting your health. That thing is destroying you. And you've been holding, God is saying, open those arms. And if you can, just even extend them this way and that way. And God is saying, I'm going to place something. This is prophetic now. As we go to the month of July, the seventh month of the year, God is perfecting something. God is doing something. God is saying, I'm placing something. Somebody needs to receive. I'm placing something bigger than your vision, bigger than your dream. Can you push that vision aside? Can you push that dream aside and then receive my kind of vision? And so he appeals to that. And because this man believed in God, believed in his word, and we must believe God literally, spirit-led believing, you know, and common reception with spirit-led believing. Now he opens himself up completely for the God activity, for divine movement. And you know, when you begin to do what God is telling you, you know, looks this way, looks that way, and believes what God is saying, that I have actually given you what you're seeing. I'm telling you that pleases God. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And Abraham was a man of faith. Hebrews 11, verse 8 to verse 10. He was a man of faith from the beginning. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And so when you believe God, and God blesses you, you lift others. And you know, everybody now gets lifted. And you find Abraham in his lineage, so many people got lifted because of the faith that he exercised. And so today I want you to believe that God is about to do something bigger than you've ever imagined. Ever. Don't limit yourself. Something bigger than you've ever imagined. Pastor Ambrose, I said in the first service, even for us, Parklands Baptist, we are a leader church. This is one of the greatest churches in the world. And let me say, big time. Hallelujah. I believe so, kabisa. It has the DNA of greatness. Where is it? It's in every member. That DNA is in everybody listening to me. That greatness is inside there. And those who are following online, that greatness is inside there. And for that reason, God is trusting us with a big vision. He's trusted us with a big vision. And he's therefore saying to us, like he said to Abraham, look far this way, look far that way, look far the other way, look far the other way. Don't look near. I've given it to you. You've heard Pastor Ambrose again and again say, get yourself a passport. And I know, Pastor Ambrose, there are still some people without passports. Don't be afraid. Anybody without a passport? Wapi? Ah, pale, na pale. Eh, nimeona a few hands. Eh? Now, this month of July, apply. The big thing God is about to do, God is telling me to tell you, apply for that passport. Get yourself that passport. Because you know, when Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3, Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3, and our word this year, our watchword is stretch. Stretch. Faith kind of stretches you. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtain wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. This is what God is saying. For you will do what? Let's read this together. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do you see where passports are coming? It is right there. Hallelujah. God is sending you to the ends of the earth. Don't limit yourself through fear and thinking that's for other people and not for my family or our people. And therefore, God is coming through. But finally, obedience, your action. Heaven has its responsibility. Earth also has its calling and responsibility. And therefore, when God speaks, he expects earth will do something. And he expects that we shall do something. In verse 17, just give me verse 17 and verse 18. Step out. The commission is here, very clear. Go walk. We also find it in the New Testament, in the Great Commission, where it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. But here, he's saying, go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I'm giving it to you. I thank God for Abram. So Abram went. And then he lived near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, the word Hebron meaning fellowship, where he pitched his tents. There he built an altar to the Lord. And one feature of Abraham is that when God blessed him, he always came back to the place of worship. There are people who are blessed, they never show up in church again. Yes, you've been praying, God comes through for you, you think church now is useless, I'll never go to church again, they don't want to talk about God. You know, they are blessed, but they have forgotten God. Abraham was never like that. He built many altars. At every milestone, every victory point, Abraham raised an altar. And here, using his feet, he is going to actualize that vision. North, south, and east now being actualized is a practical thing he's doing. And that which is in prayer format shall translate into the tangible format, I prophesy for somebody. You've been praying in the closet for so long. The time for you to testify and to see the hand of the Lord, the manifestation and the breakthroughs of God is now. Not casual, it is now in Jesus' name. I want to say that which has been a dream is becoming a reality. And I say to somebody, you shall experience the tangibles of your expectation. You shall receive the tangibles, and you shall literally walk like I'm walking here in that place. Hallelujah. You will be there. Are you listening to me? You will get there. You will touch it. In fact, you will start pinching yourself and saying, is it real? I am telling you, it is happening. And it is coming. I'm telling you, God is able. He's more than able. Somebody here, I see some 100 acres of land. And it will come to you miraculously. Hey, it's like you didn't hear. Hallelujah. You will call Pastor Ambrose and I. Tutakuja very quickly. Tutatembea huko, tutanini, tujivinjari. Na ikiwa hata ni kulala, si tumefika. Hata huko inje. Kwa shamba, tuunalala tu huko. Na tutakuja na mafuta, anointing. horn of oil. Tufike huko katikati ya shamba. Tuweke msalaba pale. Say, we anoint this land in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So what God promises finds its reality in the life of Abraham as he's actually walking around. And that which God has promised regarding your life will find its reality, and I prophesy sooner than you know. In fact, I'm calling forth this July in Jesus' name. And I'm saying let this be the month of your breakthrough. God is coming through. We are also having prayer and fasting. We are having revival season 11 coming. And I'm seeing divine activity connecting with individuals and also with families and bringing to perfection that which God has promised. Because every word of God never returns void. And it accomplishes that which God has actually intended and promised for that word. And so those of you who have been in college, in school, your graduation is coming. Hallelujah. The young people in the diaspora, because I was there and I spent quite a bit of time with some of them. For example, Muge, who does evangelism on Yonge Street in Toronto. And you took me to that Italian restaurant and you showed me where you do your evangelism. And I walked with that young Muge. The parents must be here. And a young person out there making a difference. I want to say the young people who are in the diaspora, God bless you. You are making a difference. And those who are here, God is taking you places. And you shall step like Abraham. Hallelujah. This is the point somebody touches their feet. And they say, that is me. Yes, this feet here shall step in those places. Pastor Ambrose, you know places we have stepped. And those days, tukiwa huko, unakumbuka, we never thought. Tukiwa hiyo kiosk, unakumbuka ile kiosk. Ilikuwa inaitwaje hiyo kiosk? Hapo kwa gate, ile tulikuwa tunakula. Hilton. Yes, it was our Hilton hotel, but it was like a kiosk at the gate. Mungu ametupeleka places. From Hilton Hotel, Ojijo Road, a small kiosk. With these feet and your feet, you can touch them. Hallelujah. North, south, east, west, the extremities, nothing limiting the vision, God funding the process, and God making all things possible because he's our source. You've been studying, and in fact, Strathmore had a graduation. Come here. Come with your sister. It had a graduation this week. And the girl who is coming, she graduated there. Let's keep clapping until she gets here. Congratulations, together with your sister. Yeah, her name is Dorcas Cheni Wambua. Which course were you studying?
A master's in development finance.
Umesikia hiyo, Hallelujah. Young people, arise. You know, Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise and shine. Talking to young people, arise and shine. The young people of Africa, arise and shine. Because the light of the Lord is upon you, the young people of Africa. Arise and shine. Because the glory of the Lord, like these lamps, you see them here? And I've put you right here in this pulpit. Yeah, the glory of the Lord is shining on the young people of Africa. Glory to God. That which was a prayer and a dream is now a manifestation. Hallelujah. This girl has a gown. She's got a crown. Her sister is here representing the rest of the family, and they're all very happy because that which was in the hidden is now manifest. And all those exams, assignments, cards, all the things you did now are behind you. You are now crowned like Esther. There's another girl, Chelsea. I saw the parents somewhere here. I went to for their graduation. Yeah, you are there. Is Chelsea there? Are you able to come? Is it okay? Yeah, she was also in Strathmore, by the way. Come. Yeah, Chelsea. So there is Cheney and Chelsea, eh? That's very interesting. Stand here. That's very interesting. Let's appreciate them. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Amen. And I went to the Monarch Hotel. It was my first time in that hotel because of you. During the week with the family, and we had a ball over time. You stand closer to one another. Yes. And you can see the young generation we talk about, and they go, they come out with rewards and awards, and they come out blessed, and the manifestation is here. The devil cannot stop this. He can't. He's lost it. It's now too late. So your day is coming when you will step on that land like this, until you pinch yourself and you say, is this real? Am I dreaming? I say the season for the dream then will be over. You'll be standing on the tangibles of the dream. And here you can see our daughters, Cheney and Cheryl, who have actually now graduated from Strathmore University. And God has answered the prayer of the parents, of the community, of the church. And the whole labor of the parents was never in vain. All the money paid from above finally has come out like this. And we really want to bless the Lord for many other young people who are entering the season of their rest, because God is a God of breakthrough. And he's Jehovah Ba-Perazim, the God who breaks forth like many waters. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 20. He breaks forth like many waters. He's done it for you. He's doing it for somebody else. And all the young people of Africa watching and following this service, I'm speaking to your hearts right now. And I'm saying, don't give up. God is coming through for you. Just one more day, and then your victory will land where you are. Do not be distracted in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, the graduates, I bless you, together with Pastor Ambrose, bless you. And I decree and declare Deuteronomy 28 verse 2 that says, the blessing of the Lord shall accompany you. As you go to the next stage, that blessing will have made a way for you. Favor is your portion. Now from here, you can only rise from one degree of glory to a higher one. Now may the doors open for you, Revelation 3 verse 8, doors that no man can shut. Together with this congregation that is here, we are praying that doors that open for you are not the squeaking type or the little ones. You know, kuna ile milango ndogo unaingia hivi. Hiyo nimekataa in Jesus' name. Sio hiyo ya kujisqueeze mpaka nguo inalaruka ama vifungo vinatoka. Mimi na sisi wote tumeomba milango ya hawa ni ile unatembea actually with your hand here and hand there, and you're going like this. That is the prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, big doors, and doors no man can shut. You are the point of contact. I prophesy also to all the young people who are listening and following this service here and elsewhere. Some of them are in the youth sanctuary there. I prophesy big open doors. The economy of Kenya may be saying something different, but I say God is your source. And therefore, as I decree and declare, it is in line with God's word. So it's not dependent on the economy of Kenya or anybody here, a human being. It is God himself who is doing it. And for that reason, march forward, be courageous, be strong, like Joshua was told, and be blessed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. A hand clap to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations. And so we are going into the testimony season. From July, I declare, we'll just be testimonies galore. July, August, September, October, November, December. This year, we are finishing strong. We are right in the middle, entering the second half, the seventh month, testimony time. God is coming through. We have prayed with Pastor Ambrose. We have preached this word. We have brought it again and again. And the God we believe and we know will manifest. I know he will. And God is coming through for someone. If you believe in what I've just said, you can stand up so that we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for Abraham and what he demonstrates to us in that text that I just read. That it is possible for someone to trust you and believe you and have you as their source. Lord, that it is possible that you give vision beyond a human small vision to a person. And it is possible for you to actualize and make a reality the dreams and the vision that you give us. And therefore, as a congregation that is capping up the month of June, and one that has looked up to you for impartation of uncommon reception, Lord, Father, as we raise this altar today, like Abraham did also at the end of that passage, Lord, we know that as we do this, what you did for Abraham, the possible you did for Abraham, that as we close this month, is something that God, you would release. We are ready to receive. And Father, we remove every handicap, impediment to receiving. We confess our sins, forgive us of our sins, our lack of faith, sometimes fear, whatever it is, we throw it out. And God, we open ourselves to receive your vision, but also to receive the practical elements of the same, the tangibles of the vision, and we open ourselves. I sense in my spirit today's prayer is very important as we enter the next half of the year and ending with such a nice theme, as we receive from the Lord, and that which we receive from the Lord will impact every aspect, I declare, of our lives. My God, I know there has been shortages and limits of this and that. Even finances, debts, somebody accruing, debts accruing from January up to now, some of them going 5 years, and they are big mountains. Lord, there are several spots in our lives that need divine intervention, reception from your storehouse, as we plug into your economy and plug into you, our God, our source. I sense, my God, that there is something, that a download. There is something, God, you are going to do that will impact the whole world. Something great. And it is going to pass through individuals. Just like Abraham was an individual, it's going to pass through individual. And through this, my God, the nations shall know God. The nations shall magnify God. The lost in the nations shall come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's something big. You're going to facilitate. You're going to equip. Lord, you're going to resource even the Great Commission like you have promised, so that all of us, God, can be sent around the world, either as professionals or in other ways, so that, God, your work can actually be seen. There's a download in the house right now, and God is saying, I'm opening the storehouses of heaven, and I'm releasing that which you need for now. And just like he told Abraham, the land I'm giving you is not just for you. It is for generations and generations. He was giving Abraham what is called generational wealth. It is not seasonal wealth. It's not a flash in the pan. It was not just something for now, then tomorrow the whole story is gone. It wasn't paper fire. Lord, you are doing business with Abraham, and I sense you are doing something permanent, something eternal. There is a download in the house. And therefore, open yourself now, because number one, God is the source. Secondly, number two, because you believe. And number three, because as you go out, there is a commission and marching order that say, go and occupy. Now open yourself up, because God is about to do something very, very special. And I want us to lift our hands to God as a way of reception. My God, as you see us lifting our hands, it's our basket. We are ready. We are ready to receive from you. The same Abraham received, Lord, we are receiving. And my God, I pray now that which you are releasing, or you have released already actually, from your storehouse, is able to arrive at every address, every individual. I'm not talking about groups, I'm talking about individuals. Every individual, because Abraham was an individual with God out there. My God, may every impediment be removed now in the name of Jesus Christ, and may we receive. My Lord, even as I'm praying about receiving, I'm reminded of Psalm chapter 16 and verse 6 that says, and your boundary lines shall fall in pleasant places. I decree and declare that which God is releasing is pleasant. God has demarcated the boundary lines of your inheritance. He had done it for Abraham through the covenant, and you are a child of the covenant. Now, for your sake, for your children, through you to the children and generations from you, receive your delightful inheritance. Receive now your delightful inheritance. Number three, I repeat, receive now your delightful inheritance. My God, this inheritance now clears the story of the past and ushers us as your people and also across Africa into a new season, into a new dispensation. Because God, you have released, we have received. And that which you have received, I want to secure it, because Psalm 16 verse 5 says, your lot is secure. The Lord is your portion, and your lot therefore is secure. I want to secure its boundaries in the name of Jesus. I declare it's already secure. Somebody lifting their hands, maybe you are not born again, you can receive salvation. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a new creation. Wash away my sin. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Remove my name in the book of death into the book of life. I'm under new management. You can. That's your portion right now in Jesus' name if you've prayed that prayer. Somebody needing deliverance, you can say this habit, this problem, I kick it out in Jesus' name, and you shall receive your deliverance. So, Father, thank you for the great reception that we uncommon, that we have received today as Parklands Baptist Church, as individuals, as a nation, Kenya, and as a continent, Africa. And Lord, this reception shall have an effect for eternity and for generations, just like it did for Abraham when he received his inheritance. And Father, therefore, this word I have released in prayer, it is now established in the heavens, on earth, and under the earth, and the devil can do nothing about it. In Jesus' name. And we all say, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can give a better hand clap, a better hand clap. Our God is faithful. Pastor Ambrose, I sense something big. In these coming weeks, we're going to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You know what? You're blessed on Monday. Amen. Blessed on Tuesday. Amen. Blessed on Wednesday. Amen. Blessed on Thursday. Amen. Blessed on Friday. Blessed on Saturday. Blessed this coming Sunday. And you're coming back with testimonies galore. That's a decree in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.